Hey guys, this is Jeff Dolan, and this is the Dolan Diaries, where I reflect on countercultural thoughts as a creator and artist in a business world. This week, I want to share a piece called Fighting the Dark. Here are two quotes to frame our time. When a warrior fights not for himself, but for his brothers, when his most passionately sought goal is neither glory nor his own life's preservation, but to spend his substance for them, his comrades, not to abandon them, not to prove unworthy of them, then his heart truly has achieved contempt for death. And with that, he transcends himself and his actions touch the sublime. That is why the true warrior cannot speak of battle save to his brothers who have been there with him. The truth is too holy, too sacred for words. Stephen Pressfield in Gates of Fire. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Philippians 4:8. This week was a hard one for me. Not Olympic loss hard, not school shooting hard, just regular life hard. It's so easy to become a snowflake these days and cry about the negative things in life. It is also becoming increasingly necessary to remind ourselves of our mission and message. Why is what we do worthy of remaining positive in the face of so much depravity? What can we dwell on daily to help us rise above our lizard brains, beyond our fear that things are getting worse, or that we just need one more thing in our lives to feel whole? If we find our attention devolving into a reactionary rhetoric on the news of the day, or drifting into surface-level entertainment or product critiques, we must ask ourselves what message we are putting out into the world worthy of people dwelling on. Is it a podcast like this, for example? Is it a blog, post, poetry, music, photos, film? Is it our demeanor when around people? Is it the words we say to our employees or clients? Is it how we treat our colleagues, friends, spouse? Is it our service in the community? What story are we telling with our life overall? Is it contributing to the angst of the world in a negative way? Or are we one of the light bearers? It is a daily decision despite our feelings or energy levels. Did I feel like I had anything to say this week? No. Was I excited to share some new creative thing I was releasing into the world? No. But I sure felt the need to fight all the negative noise and put out something positive, even if it only tipped the scale ever so slightly in a positive direction for someone. Imagine the return on that investment. A choice is made to write a new song instead of binge watch Netflix. That song is shared by one person online. A friend of a friend is suicidal and sees it at the right time. He decides to live another day. That day, he prevents another copycat kid from taking her life, and because of that, she gets help and goes on to live a fulfilled life. We will only know the real fruits of our labor in heaven, but just know that every moment we can inject with light is worth it. Here's to overcoming excuses, feelings, and the overwhelming mass of noise in our world. As a creator of light in dark places, you are a leader whom I respect, love, and support. I hope this moment encourages you. Thank you so much for listening. I have been Jeff Dolan, and today is Sunday, February 18th, 2018. Please download the Anchor app, find this show, and click the call-in button to call into the show with any questions or comments. There is a written version of this show you can subscribe to at jeffdolan.com if you are the reading type. And we are on Apple iTunes, Google Play, Overcast, and Anchor. Here's to you pushing through the crud in life to find and share your why on a regular basis. I wish you nothing but the best as you conquer fear and find truth. Have a good week, be kind, and take care.